In recent years, all the headlines have been about ice melting in some of the globe's chilliest places. But it seems that global warming may actually be leading to an increase in sea ice in parts of the Antarctic. Scientists in the United Kingdom have produced a study which shows ice has grown by 100,000 square kilometres each decade over the past 30 years. And perversely, the increase is being put down to the hole in the ozone layer. Simon Santo reports.
You could be forgiven for raising an eyebrow this morning to the news that sea ice in the Antarctic is actually on the rise.
There's been a change in atmospheric circulation around Antarctica related to the stratospheric ozone depletion, and this actually causes stronger winds, which then pushes the ice away from the coast in some regions of Antarctica, which actually then causes more new ice formation and increases the overall sea ice in that region.
Scientists such as Julian Strover from the National Snow and Ice Data Center in the United States say they're not that surprised by the news of the study and its findings out of the UK. The British Antarctic Survey combined with NASA to look at the levels of ice in the region over the long term. What was clear was that climate change produces complex results. Instead of a widening hole in the ozone layer produced by human activity, warming temperatures, as they have in the Arctic, in Antarctica it was having the opposite effect.
Over parts of Antarctica the temperatures have been decreasing. And this is again sort of what we've expected to see, at least according to what the climate models tell us should be happening. But, you know, if you look at the Antarctic Peninsula, for example, that's where you've had really strong warming. And, you know, you've had a warming of about 3 degrees Celsius in the last 50 years. And if you look at changes in sea ice in that region, they all show very strong negative trends. You know, the paper says an overall positive trend if you look at all of Antarctica, but there's regional differences that are quite different from different regions. And they have to do with what we know about warming in certain regions and changes in circulation and wind patterns in other regions.
And similarly, Julian Strover argues that the rate of ice expansion, even as it translates to hundreds of thousands of square kilometres, is relatively insignificant.
This recent paper shows, you know, a change in the annual mean ice extent of Antarctica of only 0.97% per decade, which is, you know, it's really close to zero. In contrast, if you look at the Arctic, you see, you know, statistically significant trends of about 4% per decade in the opposite direction right now, if you look at the annual mean. So, you know, certainly it's a very small change that they're showing in the Antarctic, but the Antarctic is very different than the Arctic, and what you're noticing is that you'll see negative trends in some regions of the Antarctic and positive trends elsewhere.
Julian Strover, research scientist from the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado in the United States. Simon Santo, the reporter.